Hi, everybody. It is the 28th of May, so 2018. I'm clearing for the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation happening, I'll clear that right now. Then we'll bring up the light beam. So here we go. Situation is going on, so stronger. Think of it, getting rid of that timeline, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're moving light is on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Elizabeth, are you ready to go?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm here and glad to be here on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. And I guess we'll just go ahead and get started with the listener questions. You can send your questions in live while the show is airing by visiting creationlightship.com and clicking the links at the top of the website. You can listen live, and that'll take you to where you could fill out the fast chat feedback form, or you can also send your questions to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So if you were on the call yesterday, maybe you were joining us on the intensive healing calls that Ron does every month, or perhaps you were on the Saturday call. We welcome those testimonials, and be sure to check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So here we have some questions tonight, and I'm going to start by reading a question. It's actually more of a commentary, and this person writes, "Dear Ron, I have done the soul family disconnection several times. I have done the family imprinting and cording removal as well. However, I still seem to have issues with my parents, especially my mother. I am currently doing timeline crashes for contracts with my parents. Is this a good idea? Crashing contracts with someone you might have issues with."
Yeah, but you might need to know what the contract is. So I would just do what the situation is that you're having, you know, a timeline crash or something. Back to you, Elizabeth. Might be on mute, Elizabeth. Are you muted? Or are we? Well, I could do a clearing here. Can we get Elizabeth back on again? Think of...
Thank you.
Okay. Now I hear you. Okay.
Okay, yes. Sorry about that. Had some technical issues on my end, and hopefully everything is resolved now. So, Ron, I actually didn't hear your answer to that, but I hope it helped the person who wrote in about it. So the next question has to do with... It's actually kind of a long email, but I'll just go ahead and read it because I think maybe some of the listeners will be able to relate to it. They're saying, "Dear Ron, I can relate to what the listener from the UK mentioned on Friday's show. The past few weeks, I seem to be facing one problem after another. This has intensified since May 20th. I am current with almost all your whole life and other clearings, but I feel as though the dark side is trying its best to keep me from running the Creation Lightship clearings, staying on the new Earth. First, the Wi-Fi got disconnected for days. I kept calling the service provider to fix it, but they kept delaying it. So I went and bought a portable Wi-Fi connection, a hotspot. Then I turned on an appliance that I've been using for years without any problem. The appliance suddenly exploded and created a short circuit. I had to call an electrician to fix the issue."
Wow.
After that, okay, do you want to comment, Ron, and then we can go on?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Something's going on. Wow.
Yeah. Well, should I continue because it gets even more interesting?
Sure, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so they continue. "After this, the power went out for hours. In my country, most homes and offices have a backup power source since power cuts are quite common. Interestingly, the backup power source failed as well. So even though I had purchased portable Wi-Fi to run the clearings, My laptops and tablets were running out of charge due to the power cut and backup supply failing. A few days back, I was almost run down by three clones on a bike while I was walking. They saw me and just swerved toward me. After that, I was standing in my room putting on my clothes after a shower and lost balance and almost fell down. These are just some of the many issues that have been stressing me out. I'm not able to put a finger on what might be going on and which clearings to run. I'm enlisted with the Vikings. You mentioned on Saturday's call that there have been some intense battles going on. Could my issues be related to that? Am I under attack by the aliens or a dark side practitioner, or have I activated any new death barcodes?
Boy, I don't think battling the aliens, stuff will be brought back to you here. That would be very unusual. So, all I could say is maybe the timelines are really goofy where you're living or something. So it'll probably be all timeline related.
Mm.
So back to you.
Okay, yeah, so it sounds like timeline stuff. Okay, so the next question is actually more of an inquiry about one of the calls that we did. And this person wrote in and said, I was traveling yesterday and completely forgot to buy the blood healing session. I live in Europe, and due to the time difference, I'm unable to listen to all the radio shows, so I was unaware of this healing session until yesterday when I saw it on one of the Creation Lightship pages, but too late. Are you planning to repeat this session in the future?
I don't know. Boy. We might be able to, I guess. We'll see if other people want to have it, too.
Okay. Okay, great. So last, Ron, here's another kind of a timeline crash question. We seem to be getting a lot of those tonight. So this person says, I'm crashing fear of a person and how my body on a subconscious level reacts when I have contact with that person. I select other, and in the incident box write fear of so-and-so, body reacts by doing this. Is this the correct way, or would I just select other and then write the word fear in the incident box?
You probably want to use fear. That's what I would probably think of, because you want to be specific on what your problem is.
I think the more specific you can be, the better. Okay, so someone wrote, I experienced very stressful years between 2002 and 2010, living in a new family situation. So in regards to crashing dates, I guess you select other and put the date of concern in the incident box.
Yeah, I would say that could be okay.
Okay.
You have to definitely connect to the energy of what your problem is. So, because that way you can find out what timeline you're on and what you can have released. You need to know that information. You just can't say, well, I had a bad year, in 2001. Can you please clear everything that was bad in that year? They don't do that. You need to have an incident, because the timeline has to be found in order to have it cleared away from you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and part three of this question, how do I crash each year of stressful incidents? Will it work by crashing the year and each month without knowing the day or date? Or will it work crashing just each year if I include the location address?
Yeah, the location address may work. But you need to still connect to what's stress or what event you're having. Back to you.
All right. Great. So the next question says, last year you mentioned if our parents went through a difficult period, it is likely we will too. And you suggested we timeline crash it. And for this clearing, you will honor it for our parents and siblings as they usually need to do their own. Well, I'm about to do this crash and have the advanced parallel lives crash. Not sure how to go about it. I've been through financial and emotional hard times twice in early adult years, but now my brother is going through physical and financial hardships. So from the non-emotional selection box, do I select other or repetitive scenario or repetitive alien program? And then in the specifics of your situation box, do I key in my brother's name and his situation of having to do manual work while his body is injured and in pain? Or do I crash each parent's name first and put in their situation as financial stress? Please advise and thank you, Ron.
Boy, that's too many words for me. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Okay, no problem. I guess we can just come back to that one at a certain point. Okay, so... someone else is asking, the 17 Divine Energies video on Ron's site has Jesus energies. Since Ron neutralized Jesus, should that video be edited out of it?
I'll have to think about that one. I don't know.
Okay. So the next question is... Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll just see, you know, how that looks and stuff. So, back to you.
Okay. So, the next question is, I was running the unlimited version of the death barcode clearing. After finishing the depression barcode clearing, I saw the fear barcode. I'd never heard Ron or anyone else mentioning this clearing, so I almost didn't do it. But I said, what the hell, and ran it. Wow, so glad I did. The energy was very strong. I'm sure it was super beneficial to me.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was, yeah. You always want to run stuff that you don't know about or that you think you don't need, because you probably definitely need that type of clearing.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, the next question, this person writes, had some bad dreams where I was in life and death struggles with some bad characters. Woke up and did the mind to heart drop several times and quickly calmed down. I put those bad characters in holding pens to be dealt with later.
I don't know what to say on that one.
Okay. All right, so the next question is, hi, Ron. I've been with, I guess, Creation Lightship for 5 years, and I was slacking in my healings until one day I was going for my morning coffee. There was a new girl working at the coffee bar. We got talking, and the strange thing was something happened to me after talking to her. I just knew I had to get back on track with my healing. I therefore purchased a number of whole lifetime clearings, and my life is changing for the better, thanks to her. My question is, what was in her to make me change so and get back with the lightship? I'm not sure if you have anything to comment on that, Ron, about the...
Well, I just don't know on that one. You know, things happen... You know, the synchronicity probably, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay, and I just wanted to mention, we do have some calls coming up in June. So be sure to stay tuned and check out creationlightship.com for updates. But I'll just put it out there. If you want to mark these dates, pencil them in on your calendar. Saturday, June 16th, 2018 is going to be an Oregon restoration call, and it's a special call that Ron's doing. And June 30th will be the Spirit in the Box clearing, and both are taking place at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And they're $50 via PayPal. So if you would like to set up a payment plan with Ron, if that's better for you, you can just contact him and set that up, or just, you know, make the $50 payment all at once. We're just offering that because they're a little bit more, I guess, in depth and more difficult. So they'll be a little bit more in cost. So once again, that's Saturday, June 16th, and June 30th. June 16th is the Oregon Restoration Call, and June 30th, Spirit in the Box clearing. And I know a lot of people have been asking about that. Okay, so the next question is, hi, Ron, had a terrible night's sleep last night. During the recent battles, I had been sleeping like a rock. My husband, who was enlisted with the Vikings, was also having trouble over the last few weeks, then slept great last night. Is that because I am working with the Americans and something had to be done by us last night and the Vikings got a break?
Boy, I just don't know. I slept pretty well last night. The battles that we had the last few days or so, yeah, I don't have any recall of those at all. So, like, it happened months ago. So for me, it's out of my consciousness. So,
all right,
and I'm sleeping good.
Okay. So, and then someone else is asking, didn't Ron remove the light of the darkness, Jesus, and he brings in the energy of the pure divine source energy, Jesus?
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, somebody was asking about that, I guess, via YouTube. It is a little bit confusing to people sometimes, too, I think, the whole religious iconography. They don't really understand the light of the darkness. Okay, so the next question is, I would like to ask Ron if demons and aliens share the same human body.
Don't know.
Okay.
I never have researched that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay. All right. The next question is, someone says, I am running the alien parallel lifetime removal. I was listening to an archive where Ron recommended doing around 150 lifetimes per century or 10,000 years. I am not sure how this would be done. There are 10 lifetimes as options per century, and my understanding is to run one lifetime at a time. My question is, how would I run 150 lifetimes per century?
I think we have information on that we could send the person, Elizabeth, so maybe we could do that.
Okay. All right, so the next question is interference with clearings. And someone says, this has been happening to me for years. I have four computers because at least two will go down as I listen to BBS. Electrical issues also many times, and phones will just go dead, so I always have a second phone waiting. If you think of solutions, I would be glad to know. Thanks, Ron.
Boy, I don't know what to say on that one. So, sounds like you got the solution.
Okay. All right. All right, so let's see. Well, I'm just scrolling through here. Excuse me. All right. Okay, I'm not really... Sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the computer here. Just bear with me one second while I bring up these questions again. just had this window close. All right. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go. Someone's asking if entities attach to our energy bodies as well as our physical bodies.
I imagine they could, yes.
Okay. All right, and someone's asking, can you tell me how to remove effects from a cult? I was part of a doomsday cult that I left in 2009, and I still get dreams from them.
If the timeline crashed the dreams, maybe you might want to do a mind loop one clearing.
Yeah, there's also religion indoctrination clearing. That would probably work for a cult as well as religion, because I think they're basically the same thing. All right, so the next question is, can we go to any clearing that has spirit integration and run it after any and all clearings? Okay, this is kind of an interesting one. Is there a clearing for life force energy? What prevents it from staying with us? How can you tell if you have enough?
Well, just do I now increase my life force energy, and it'll bring it back up to where it needs to be with you. Maybe you can using the mind sometimes to evaluate a situation that you're having. The mind doesn't have the answer for you. So back to you.
Okay, so the next question is, since our minds won't stop thinking and therefore we are constantly cording, in our present state we have to think and cord since we can't stop thinking, is there anything we can do? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
is there anything we can think about that will not be corded to us?
No. Any thoughts can give you energetic cording, so just do the mind to heart drop. So it sounds like you need to, maybe you might want to do the one of the mind matrix clearings, mind matrix bundle possibly. And there could be some other ones too, but you want to deal with the mind energy. So back to you.
Somebody said that you can create containers in the morning and store extra life force energy in them to use throughout the day.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. Very good. Whoever mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How do you create those containers, Ron?
Just create them and use the energy that comes out of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, apparently this was recommended a couple of months ago, and people have written in sharing great success with this.
Very good.
Okay, so we got a testimonial here. Someone was on the call Saturday. That was the blood clearing special call that you did. And they said, I am still feeling absolutely uplifted, light, and restored from the blood clearing call on Saturday. Thank you.
Very good. I wonder how much the clone skin removal helped. So back to you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were really glad to get that shower at the end of the call or like halfway through it. I'm not sure. Ron usually does that, gives everybody a chance to shower and get that stuff off of them. Okay, so, all right, so the next question. Okay, so this person's asking, what's the best clearing to do to get a new house in order and clear clutter from an old house? I've tried location and space clearing, but I seem stuck. Should I resume timeline crashing for clutter?
You might release yourself from the ley line grid lines that's there and see if that helps you.
Okay, All right. And the next question has to do with alien parallel lifetime clearing. So I'm thinking this is probably the person who wrote in about that. Alien parallel lifetime clearing. I have to look that one up. I don't know if there are instructions with it. Someone's asking for instructions for that one, Ron. Comment about instructions for alien parallel lifetime clearing.
Boy.
I just don't have that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't. I don't have access to that. So maybe someone will you know, can email instructions on that. I don't have that information here in front of me. So I'm gonna have to pass that one on to somebody who can maybe take time and figure that out. I'll just forward that one. Okay. So. Someone's asking, what does the skin misting water do? Can it be used alone? Anytime we want skin misting water?
Yeah. People normally, they have used it for sunburns and physical burns from like a tan or something, you know, where you're starting to blister. You know, it also... goes into the pores of the skin and, you know, gives benefit that way too. So, you know, the skin misting people really like. Makes your skin feel better. So, back to you.
Okay, great. And then someone else is asking how many fear barcodes they have.
It'd be the same amount as your death barcodes.
Okay, yeah, I think that was part of the earlier question. Someone mentioned they had done that section of the barcode removal and felt a great relief from removing those fear barcodes. Okay, so the next question. Okay, yes, and if the person who wrote in about life force energy is listening, you can test where you're at. Yeah, I forgot about this. Thank you. I was thinking this as you wrote in. You can test where you are at by putting your hands together and feeling the energy between them. After saying, you command your hands to move outward. So after you say, I now increase my life force energy, and you move your hands, you feel an increase in the energy. And then this person goes on to say, after saying the command, move your hands outward, and you feel at an arm's length apart, your spirit is around you at 100%. Okay, so the next question is about symbols, and this person's asking, if we write a word or symbols down on a paper and then burn the paper, will that help clear it?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
In fact, if you have any major issues, put it on a piece of paper, you know, write down maybe a sentence of whatever is going on or more, and, you know, burn the paper, take it outside and burn it. And the emotional intent and the stuff that's connected to that situation, you might find a really big flame coming up, or even different colors. So it's quite interesting to watch your issues get burned up.
Yeah, I love burning stuff.
So it's going out, it's going out of a lot of your mental energies, but it's more than likely not being released from your physical body. At least you're getting it out of your mental.
Yeah, burning things, it's a great release. Even like old papers and you know, pictures and photographs, because fire literally changes the chemical makeup of the object. So even if you throw stuff away, they still exist. But I think burning is really final. So if you're having a particularly difficult time letting go, a lot of people have found great relief by burning a lot of old pictures or pictures of themselves or, you know, that type of thing, letters, all that kinds of, you know, things of that nature that keep you corded to people from your past and images and words from your past. So it's a really good solution. So I'm glad to hear that it works for symbols too. Okay, and someone else wrote in saying, just for everybody's information, if you do purchase the Alien Freedom Bundle, it's $150 for unlimited lifetime use, and you get the option to charge skin misting water and to receive the Amber Blood Healing anytime. And that is the Alien Freedom Bundle. So we've had a lot of questions about aliens tonight and a lot of questions about skin misting. So that clearing kind of takes care of both of those issues for you. Okay, so the next question, let's see. Okay, so someone's asking, how will we know if we're having less alien interference in our lives? I'm one of those people that doesn't sense the effects of the clearings on my body. I recently did some alien release clearings, but nothing registered in my body. So how will we know if we're having less alien interference in our lives if we don't really feel the clearings?
Boy, I don't know. To me, that's getting too mental.
Okay, so the next question is, hi, Ron. I will do the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing for my mother, who passed away in 2011. She was 85 years old. Do I put 85 to clear or the age she would have been today?
Boy. Yeah, use the age that she was, yes.
Okay, so deceased loved one emotional body clearing, even though she passed away in 2011. Okay, the next question is, can you put the light being picture in your car or truck and run the entity clearing 24/7 as you're driving?
Well, I'd give it a try. I think it would work. Have it on your home computer. It has to be turned on your computer at home and try it and just see if the light beam will do that for you. So so did the person buy from us a light beam picture to put in their vehicle?
Yeah, I'm not clear. I don't know.
Yeah, they'd have to have bought one from us, so then you could try it and see how it connects to your computer. And to see if that works. If not, just get a laptop and put that in your car. That way it'll work for sure.
Okay. All right, so the next question is, someone is just expressing interest. They also were unable to be on the Saturday call, and they'd be interested in redoing it if you should decide to do that one again, Ron, the blood call that you did.
Okay. So, I'll have to connect with Ann to see what our schedule looks like.
Okay.
All right. Back to you.
Okay. So the next question, let's see here. How do you clear self-loathing and lack of confidence?
I would run the self-empowerment clearing and do that a few times and just see how you feel afterwards.
Okay. All right, great. Somebody else wrote, today has been rough. What's going on? Not sure.
Yeah, right now I can't really say because I'm disconnected from the battle. So Okay. I thought the battle sort of ended, but maybe there's more happening. So they only get me when I'm needed.
Could a soul family member still affect you after they have passed on from this life?
Yeah, there could be timelines that you're connected to with them, yes.
Okay, cool. And somebody else said, I'm feeling a lot of peace energy from this show in particular. So that's great. Thanks
yep,
for letting
us.
Gosh, okay. So, can animals go back to their home base after they die? Not sure,
no,
Ron. Do animals just go to the light ship?
Yeah, they go into quarantine, so I don't think they'd go back into home base.
Yeah, I think animals are a little different. I don't know if they even have a home base energy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Someone's asking, what kind of issues can they put in the right inbox for the whole lifetime mental clearing?
I don't know. If it's an issue, then put it in there. And issues could be on timelines. So remember, you want to do timelines too if you have major issues.
Okay.
And then also you may want to maybe clear those on your natal chart, natal barcode.
Okay, yeah, natal barcode seems to come up a lot, and it's a very powerful clearing, relates to numbers, dates, all kinds of random assignments, tracking numbers, I think they are basically that the aliens use to court us. All right, so someone's asking if we could please have a sample cord removal from wartime sadness, Memorial Day, or the veterans, for the veterans.
Well, you could think of somebody that you're connected to, so we can clear that for you. So here we go. I'll count to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right. And actually, somebody is saying that maybe the reason why people are feeling troubled today, it's because of the holiday, Memorial Day, and everyone's feeling kind of sad. And I know a lot of people tend to visit cemeteries and whatnot, so that could be related to the sadness. And someone is also recommending that you clear Memorial Day on your natal barcode clearing. So if you have that clearing, you can put in today's date and see if you are feeling any better. Someone else is asking, can aliens get our DNA after cremation?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So the next question is someone saying, I am having a very difficult time writing about this. I've enlisted from the very start and then again. I'm steady with my Russian crew over and over. I fight the battles most of the time. Bruises appear on my body and pain. I ask myself, body, is this a concern I have to deal with or is it from the battles? Then I'm on light duty until I'm back fighting. The discomfort is there, not for very long. I'm very pleased to be doing this and helping the Earth and humans on this planet. And when the tough get going, knowing the soldier and creation lightship has your back. yet I am more outspoken too, not afraid to say what's on my mind. In the past, working two jobs, going back to school, and raising three kids, you slept when you can. Same here now. I sleep when I can. This is just a very different job.
Yep, it is different.
Okay, and someone else is asking, my soul family was cleared by Ron during my 4-in-1 clearing. Do I need to run any further soul family clearings?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Someone else is reporting heavy energy tonight on BBS Radio Memorial Day. Interesting, somebody else wrote in earlier and said that they were feeling a lot of peace energy from this show. So it's kind of a mix here. Not sure. I guess everyone's experience is different depending on what their life experiences and what their connection to this date is. So that could be what it is that's going on there. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ron?
No, but I'll do a timeline crash for people if we stirred up something, you know, in the last half an hour. So here we go. Think of that issue that you're dealing with. Do a timeline crash. It will bring you some relief here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, just see how you feel with that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And someone else said that they wanted to say they're feeling great since you've disconnected our chakras, and there's no way they'll be asking to have them reactivated. Ron did this yesterday on the monthly conference call, and it might be good for those who were absentee to know about this. So someone's feeling great since their chakras have been disconnected. Chakras
very well.
Being
very good. Yeah, that's great.
Someone's asking if there are any prerequisites for the spirit in the box call.
Yeah, you're emotional and mental for sure. And I'd say probably fear would be best. Yes, those three.
Okay, great. All right. Somebody else is asking if there's any updates on the Cloak of Invisibility.
Not yet. We don't have a plan yet.
Okay, someone else is asking, what recommendation would you have when trying to learn something new and you don't have confidence yet in practicing it?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. Elizabeth, do you have any ideas?
I'm trying to think here. I always think you can, you know, I always just do the mind to heart drop. I know that's pretty basic, but that's all I can really think of right now. And then, you know, make decisions based on where you're at when you're in your heart center. I think also, like any sort of mental body clearing, those are always good for sharpening focus. Whole lifetime mental clearing, that's usually a really good one to do.
You can do the education and IQ also.
Oh, yeah, good point, yeah. Okay, so here's kind of an interesting one. Someone's saying that they've already done the spirit in the box call. Would it be beneficial to do it again?
Boy, I would say probably yes. Sure, we'll find more of you.
maybe experience deeper layers there. All right. Okay, so let's see here. Someone says they're feeling their energy is being drained by the same person who cords them, and they're wondering if perhaps the nano clearing with the auric protection clearing would help if they write this person's name in the box. Will the cording stop, or do I have to keep that healing on all the time?
Well, you probably want to keep it up for quite a while. Maybe you have no control over the person, what they're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the tricky part. All right, so someone missed the Saturday, or I think it was actually Sunday. I don't know which call it was, one of the weekend calls, but someone said they missed the chakra closing, and they're asking if you could please explain why this makes us feel better. I missed that on Saturday.
Well, boy, initially the chakras were different than what we know about them now. They were just light, you know, maybe energies that was used in the body. And, so maybe it was a light chakra. I can't swear to that because it's happened so long ago. But regardless of what happened back then, what's happening now is that the chakras and the meridians are there to interface the alien agenda to your body. So that's what all those things are there for. So when you close down your chakras, then they don't have a way to connect to you, at least to that one system, and you feel better because you're not being controlled. And maybe things are not hopping into your body because it's a vortex. So back to you.
Oh, that sounds awful. Someone else is saying, recommending that you could do the self-empowerment package for increased self-confidence. That probably would also help the person who's trying to learn something new and maybe doesn't have the confidence in trying. So yeah, self-empowerment clearings are generally a very good start if you're not really sure, obviously after you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So those are always a good place to begin. Somebody else is asking if you will accept absentees on either the June 16th organ restoration call or the June 30th spirit in the box clearing, or is it okay to be absentee on those?
Yeah, I believe it's okay to be absentee, yes.
Okay, cool. Great. Okay, so we did a special blood clearing on Saturday, and someone, I guess, went a little deeper, and they said, I just found the generational blood clearing on the website. Is this to clear out alien blood in our ancestral bloodline? Can you please explain this clearing?
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
It looks like it's getting to be that time, Elizabeth.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's actually, I can't believe how fast this show goes. All right, so we had one more question come in. I'll just read it really
sure.
quick. And someone said, it seems to me that the monks who lived in caves and cleared their minds were on the right track to stay in peace.
Yeah, probably so. Uh-huh.
All right, Ron.
And
so
not talk with anybody, you know, be silent. So let's do the mind and heart drop, everybody. So you need to command your spirit. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my heart. Excuse me. The thoughts in my head. Hopefully there's none in there. So the thoughts in my head drop them into my heart, and they also keep me real. And here we go. To facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Elizabeth. And bye, everyone. Blessings.